Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now, I've been challenged to remember two ladies' names, and it's going to come to me in a minute. We've got Anna over this side.
Hiya.
And we've also got Kay over this side, and you are based at the Riverside Centre, and today you are representing SWAN.
Yeah.
What does SWAN stand for?
So SWAN stands for Southwest Advocacy Network, but as you can imagine, it's quite a mouthful, so we've shortened it to SWAN. And what we do is deliver independent statutory advocacy on the Isle of Wight.
What does that actually mean then?
So I'll hand over to Kay to give a bit of an explanation about advocacy, okay. As she is an advocate.
Yes. Advocacy is looking after somebody's needs. You put me on the spot there, Anna. Sorry.
Sorry.
So advocacy is about getting someone's needs, wants and wishes out there. So sometimes they can't actually say that for themselves. They, for a variety of different reasons. And when you advocate for someone, you get those things and you kind of let other people know. So as a statutory advocate, I work with people who lack capacity, people who have been sectioned under the Mental Health Act, and people who have care needs assessment when their needs change and the local authority go in and do an assessment, and they're all legally entitled to have an independent advocate. They don't have to have one, but they're entitled to one.
And I would imagine there's a lot of people that need it at the moment. I would imagine even before COVID, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, would struggle in life and they need your assistance, need your help, need your guidance. But being locked up for 2 years, I would imagine it's far worse than it was.
So the only thing with our service is that we provide statutory advocacy. So what Kay's just talked about is commissioned by the local authority, so by the council, and it is restricted in terms of who we can support. So the person, for example, has to have been assessed as lacking capacity, be sectioned under the Mental Health Act, or have a significant difficulty and then be entitled to Care Act advocacy. So that's quite boundaried. But we also, from the 1st of April, have started doing health complaints advocacy. And that's open to anyone on the Isle of Wight who has issues with their care and treatment from the NHS services and want to make a complaint. And we can support anyone with that. So they can access us to have the support of an advocate to make that complaint if they just don't feel they can do that themselves. So obviously that has the potential right now because a lot of people have felt that they haven't got what they needed. So we're independent and we support people with advocacy in that area.
Okay, so how does it work? Without obviously naming, because you can't name people obviously, but give us an understanding of what will happen. So client A comes to you and or is referred to you and then what happens?
So then we assess what their needs are, what decisions are being made. So it's normally about a decision that's being made for an individual that they need support with. So if they lack capacity, it might be, for example, that they've moved from a hospital to a care home, and we're making a decision about whether that's in their best interest and whether that's what they actually want. So a lot of people don't want that decision to be made for them, so we support them to decide whether that is the right decision or if other things could be looked at on their behalf.
Okay.
So an advocate would go and visit them, spend time with them, get to know them, look at their past wishes. Are they being taken into account? They might talk to family and friends if appropriate. But because we're independent, we're just there for the individual. And we're really making sure that their rights are being upheld.
So how many of them are you there that can do all of this? Because I would imagine you're overworked at the moment, aren't you?
Are you okay? How's the team looking?
We are in pretty good shape. We've actually we're recruiting actually.
We need
more.
We are recruiting to a 15-hour post at the moment. We're looking for someone to come and join us as an advocate. If anyone is interested in a role like that, then we are looking for people.
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you need? Just say for instance, there's people out
skills.
There that are,
background in health and social care is useful because obviously you'll have come across hopefully advocacy in your working life. Empathy is really, really important, being a good listener, Having some idea about sort of the Mental Capacity Act and Mental Health Act is useful, but we do give full training. You know, we offer training and support to people so that they can progress. And we have volunteer positions available to people who want to learn more and then go on to be advocates, you know, and paid employment.
Brilliant. So there's jobs and also volunteer
yes.
roles as well.
Yeah.
How do we get in touch?
So you can contact us via our main line, which is 033-334-7928.
Oh, hang on, you better do that again. Just wait, because I'm just hearing people get pens.
Yeah.
Now.
Are you ready for the telephone number?
Yeah, go for it.
033-334-7928, and that goes through to our advocacy support team, who can give you all the information you need, whether you want to find out whether you can access our services yourself or whether you just need some help to navigate things. They're there to give you whatever you need.
Okay, so that number, is that a local number or a national
number? It's a national number, but there's no charge. It's completely free, so you can access it at any time, and it's open 9 to 5 Monday to Thursday, 9 till 4:30 on a Friday.
Okay, and supposing I don't want to talk, I want to send an email.
Email, yeah. Yep. So it's Isle of Wight, IOW, at swanadvocacy.org.uk.
Okay, just better do that again as well, just in case.
IOW at swanadvocacy, all one word, .org.uk.
Okay, that's brilliant. So that's easy for people to get involved.
Yep.
And it's are they the same numbers? If just say, for instance, is it a referral, or if people need you, do they phone you?
Yeah, it's an any number. Okay. So you can go there for you know, some support if you want to find out what you need to be accessing. So we might say to you, actually, you need to go back to social services to get a referral to us, but at least we can guide you with what you need to get through to our services.
Okay, and what sort of ages are we looking at here?
It's adults only, so it is people aged over 18 that we support on the Isle of Wight. So it's
and
a vulnerable adult service.
So they could be 104?
Yep.
So it's yep. Over 18, yep. Any age?
Yep.
Okay, and how many people do you have to, you know, work with on a daily or weekly basis?
Again, I'll hand over to the advocate.
Lots. Lots and lots, and it's increasing as well. It's a very, very healthy work rate that we've got. There's a lot of need for advocacy out there.
Which is kind of, I know on one point it keeps you busy, but on the other hand, it's like, well, that's really sad that you're needed as much.
Mm. Well, we've got a project called Be Heard, which is a self-advocacy project, and it teaches skills to people who perhaps need that bit more confidence in getting their own needs, wants and wishes heard. How to kind of tackle issues, just working with people to increase their knowledge and their ability to self-advocate, because that's what the gold standard is, isn't it? Being able to say to people, this is what I want, this is how I want it, you know, let's do it. And
we've actually got a drop-in Be Heard on the 29th of May at the Riverside, so you can come along and just hear a bit about the tools and resources that we supply. So it's things like, if you can't make a phone call and you can't, you know, pick up the phone and do that, and you feel like you stumble over your work, we can help you plan and think about what you want to say, how you're going to say it, how you're going to record the information that's given to you. So we're hoping to do ourselves out of a job and make everyone on the island really good advocates for themselves.
Yeah, that's the ultimate, isn't
yeah.
it? But it's never going to happen, you know that.
Yeah.
So you can say it safely knowing that you're all right.
But we can, you know, the statutory advocacy will always be there, because
sure.
people will lack capacity and have mental health needs. So that will always be there. But what we also want to do is reach out to the wider community so that they understand how they can advocate for themselves.
Okay, so 29th?
29th of May.
Yeah. Is there a time limit on it?
1:30 to 3:30. 1:30 to 3:30,
and you just turn up at the Riverside Centre. You don't have to book anything, just turn up.
Ideally, yeah, give us a ring and book your slot, just so we've got an idea of numbers, but happy for people to just drop in as well, if they just want to come and see what it's all about.
Okay, I've got a random but stupid question. Okay, but it's not that daft.
Yeah.
When you go out of here in a minute, and then you're going back to work, and then you think, oh, I should have said that. Is there anything that you haven't said that maybe you say it now?
Yeah, so...
Good.
I'm looking for volunteers. I'm the volunteer manager for the organisation, and I'm looking for community champions. So people who know the island really, really well. They know their communities. They know about all the services available for vulnerable people, and they would like to help us promote ourselves to those people. And we just need people who know what they're doing, to come on board with us and help us promote our services and reach those really vulnerable people and make sure they're accessing everything they're entitled to.
And that's the same number?
Yep.
Same email address?
It can be, yep, okay. That's fine. Yeah, it will all come through to me.
Okay, and just say, for instance, if people think, well, do you know what, I don't want to send an email, I don't want a phone, I live just up the road, can I pop in and see you?
Provided there's someone in the office, yes. Normally there is, but obviously COVID has meant that things don't all, we don't always come to the office, but yeah, just...
Sure.
Yeah.
And we've got to remember that this place is still being used as a vaccination centre, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you have to abide by the rules if you do pop in. So it is easier to phone, it is easier to email, but if you live on the doorstep, you know, just make sure you abide by the rules.
Yeah.
What about you, Kay? Have you got anything you want to add?
I'm just a, we are independent advocates, so that means we are completely independent. We don't work for the hospital, we don't work for local authority. When you come under our care, we are completely independent. We work for you.
Yeah.
So we literally listen to what you have to say and we get that out there. We're like a little human megaphone. We listen to you and we kind of make it louder.
Well, now you're a human megaphone and you can come in a bit more often and shout
that
from the rooftops. Is there a website that we can find out more?
Yes. So it's www.swanadvocacy.org.uk.
Okay. How do you spell advocacy?
A-D-V-O-C-A-C-Y.
Yeah, that's it. That's what
and
I would have put.
And thanks for tripping that. <'Cause>
that's what I would have done. Hey, look, it's a pleasure to chat to you ladies. You know where we are now, so please come in whenever you like and we can talk more.
Will do.
Thank you. And 29th of May. Put it in your diary.
Yeah.
And get involved.
Thank
volunteers.
You.
There's lots of people talking of volunteering. We're going to talk to Sandy in a mo, and she's going to talk volunteers. But you can go back to work now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
Kay, and thank you, Anna. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. For the people, by the people.